Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Simulation Hypothesis by Rizwan Virk explores a modern, provocative idea that our reality may be a computer-generated simulation. Drawing on Virk's background in computer science and his long-standing interest in consciousness and spirituality, the book connects three domains that rarely share the same conversation: artificial intelligence, quantum physics, and Eastern philosophical traditions. Rather than treating the hypothesis as pure science fiction, Virk frames it as a serious, testable possibility shaped by advances in computing, virtual reality, and theories about information as the foundation of the universe. The narrative surveys well-known arguments, such as the logic that sufficiently advanced civilizations could run ancestor simulations, and pairs them with puzzling scientific observations, like quantum measurement effects and the apparent discreteness of nature. Alongside these, the book considers mystical and meditative perspectives that describe reality as illusory or layered. The result is an accessible guide to an idea that sits at the intersection of technology, science, and meaning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from virtual worlds to the simulation argument, a central thread in the book is how rapidly improving computation and immersive digital environments make the simulation hypothesis feel less like fantasy and more like a logical extrapolation. Virk situates the reader in a world where video games, virtual reality, and large-scale AI systems already create convincing, rule-based environments. From there, the book reviews the reasoning commonly associated with the simulation argument. If a civilization becomes capable of producing vast numbers of high-fidelity simulations of its ancestors, then statistically, it may be more likely that we are inside one of those simulations than the discussion emphasizes the assumptions that must hold for that logic to work, including available computing resources, incentives to run such simulations, and whether consciousness can be instantiated in computational substrates. Virk also highlights how thinking like a computer scientist shapes the framing. Reality can be modeled as information processing, with constraints, optimizations, and rendering choices. The topic invites readers to consider what would count as evidence, what would be unfalsifiable, and how the argument changes if simulations are not perfect replicas, but approximations designed to conserve resources. Secondly, AI, consciousness, and the problem of who is the player, the book uses artificial intelligence to probe a deeper question. If our world is computational, what does that imply about minds, identity, and agency? Virk examines the possibility that consciousness could emerge from sufficiently complex information processing, a premise that would make simulated beings plausible. At the same time, he weighs the competing view that subjective experience may require something beyond computation, which would challenge simple versions of the hypothesis. This topic also explores how AI changes the metaphor of a simulated world. In a game, there are players and non-player characters. In a simulated universe, how would we tell which is which, and is the distinction meaningful? Virk connects these ideas to thought experiments about minds inside digital environments, including the ethical implications of creating conscious simulations. If advanced AI can generate convincing agents, then apparent social reality could be partly synthetic, raising questions about authenticity, trust, and the stability of shared facts. The discussion encourages readers to think carefully about criteria for consciousness, the limits of behavioral tests, and how personal identity would be defined if minds could be copied, paused, or instantiated across multiple substrates. Thirdly, quantum physics as a clue, measurement, randomness, and discreteness, quantum phenomena provide some of the most intriguing material for simulation-oriented interpretations, and the book highlights why. Virk points to the way measurement appears to matter in quantum experiments, where outcomes are described probabilistically until observed. In a simulation metaphor, this can resemble selective rendering. The system does not resolve all details until an interaction requires a definite result. The topic also discusses randomness and whether quantum uncertainty is truly fundamental or a sign of deeper hidden processes. From a computing perspective, randomness can be generated, approximated, or used as a tool to make simulations unpredictable to internal observers. Another thread is the apparent discreteness found in several physical descriptions, such as quantized energy levels and limits like the Planck scale, which can resemble pixelation or resolution constraints. Virk does not treat these as definitive proofs, but as suggestive parallels that motivate questions. If reality is information-based, then physics might be the rule set, and quantum theory might be the compression method. The reader is invited to consider what kinds of experiments, anomalies, or regularities could distinguish a simulated cosmos from a non-simulated one without overstating current scientific consensus. Fourthly, Eastern mysticism and the illusion of ordinary reality, a distinctive aspect of the book, is its attempt to bridge high-technology ideas with long-standing contemplative traditions. Virk surveys themes in Eastern philosophies that describe the world as maya, a veil, or a constructed appearance that can be seen through with insight. Rather than claiming that ancient traditions predicted computers, the book uses these parallels to show how different cultures have wrestled with similar intuitions, that perception is mediated, that the self is not as solid as it seems, and that reality may have layers beyond everyday experience. This topic explores how meditation and altered states are sometimes reported to reveal a sense of being in a dreamlike or game-like environment, and how such reports can be interpreted cautiously without treating them as laboratory evidence. Virk positions mysticism as a complementary lens that focuses on first-person experience, while science focuses on third-person measurement. The intersection becomes especially interesting when readers ask what it would mean to wake up inside a simulation. The book suggests that even if the hypothesis is false, the contemplative emphasis on reducing attachment, examining perception, and refining attention can still be practical and psychologically beneficial. Lastly, testing the idea and living with the implications. The book moves beyond speculation by considering how the simulation hypothesis could be approached in a disciplined way. Virk discusses proposed tests and indicators that enthusiasts have suggested, such as searching for computational artifacts, limits in physical resolution, or unusual patterns that resemble error correction and optimization. While none of these are settled, the value is in treating the hypothesis as a framework that can generate questions rather than as a belief system. This topic also covers the philosophical and ethical implications. If reality is simulated, it could change how people think about fate, free will, and meaning, but it does not automatically erase responsibility. Decisions still have consequences within the system, and moral choices still matter for conscious beings, simulated or not. The book also considers how the idea can be misused, for example, as an excuse for nihilism or detachment from real-world duties. Instead, Virk frames the hypothesis as a prompt to live more intentionally, treat life as meaningful, focus on growth, and recognize that perception is limited. Whether or not we are in a simulation, the questions can sharpen curiosity, humility, and a sense of wonder about the structure of existence. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy big questions at the intersection of technology, science, and spirituality, software-minded thinkers curious about philosophy, science readers intrigued by quantum puzzles, and seekers who want a modern framework for contemplative ideas without abandoning rational inquiry. It can benefit a reader's life by encouraging a more reflective stance toward assumptions about reality, identity, and attention. Even if one remains skeptical, the simulation lens makes it easier to examine how perception constructs experience, how narratives shape meaning, and how quickly new technologies can alter what seems possible. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on physics or on speculative futurism, Virk aims for a wider synthesis, using a computer scientist's perspective to connect AI and virtual worlds with philosophical arguments and Eastern traditions. That blend gives the reader multiple entry points and makes the topic accessible without requiring advanced mathematics. It is worth buying for people who want a single, coherent tour of the major ideas, the main arguments and counterarguments, and the practical implications for how to think and live. The result is both an intellectual exploration and a prompt toward purposeful living. If you would like to support Rizwan Virk, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.